leaky loads, I wasn't sure whether you're talking about leaking strawberry loads or whether you're talking toxic waste.
Right.
But you get 500 and some convictions of leaking whatever, and all these start appearing on person's driving record. There may be some concern out there about a shift in policy.
And I do think we need to check with PUC as well, because that's, in some ways, that's the place where they regulate those issues. So we'll bring it back on Wednesday. Appreciate your calling it to our attention while we examine the leaky loads.
Madam Chair, I assume we could, if we desire, amend it to define leaking sifting load to be of hazardous waste products and not of ordinary farm products.
Right. Well, whatever it is, we will assume that they'll get back to us on the specifics of it and address Senator Brenneman's and Brockman's concerns and all of our concerns.
A lot of leaking crab juice, too, on the bayfront, you know.
Madam Chair, I'm glad we avoided a minority report on this.
All attention for people to speak up. Okay, let us move. We've got one more bill on the agenda today, Senate Bill 131. Let's move into 131. We have Robert Dudley from the Oregon Traffic Safety Commission and Peter Nunkamp from DMV. If you come up, we appreciate it.
Mr. Dudley, the Oregon Traffic Safety Commission, asked you for some amendments.
But that doesn't mean we didn't miss it. Go ahead, please.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Robert Dudley. I'm program coordinator for the Traffic Safety Commission. I'm here today to ask your support for Senate Bill 131 and also to give you the report on the ignition interlock study for the past year. In 1987, the Oregon Legislature enacted the ignition interlock device law with a concern for the DUI problem and its willingness to try an innovative program. The purpose of the ignition interlock device is to prevent driving under the influence of intoxicants. Basically, the IID is an in-vehicle intoxilizer designed to prevent a person with alcohol in his breath from starting his vehicle. The Oregon Traffic Safety Commission was to establish a pilot program for the use of the ignition interlock device by persons convicted of driving under the influence of intoxicants and granted hardship permits under ORS 807-240. The pilot program was to report the evaluation study to the 65th Legislative Assembly, and that's what I'm here today to do. Basically, there were 11 pilot counties: Benton, Clackamas, Columbia, Hood River, Lynn, Marion, Multnomah, Polk, Wasco, Washington, and Yamhill were chosen to be the treatment counties. All the other 25 counties were control counties that we used. Basically, the long and short of it is we had anticipated to have 200 people on it. Unfortunately, or fortunately, however you choose to look at it, at the same time that we enacted the ignition interlock bill, we also enacted Senate Bill 636. The purpose of Senate Bill 636 allowed this state to get additional federal funds. However, on the practical side of it, it also extended the wait periods for getting a hardship permit. The ignition interlock device was based on hardship permits. The effect of Senate Bill 636 was to reduce almost completely the available people who would be put on the IID for almost a year. So even though we enacted the bill, it would be an entire year before people who were convicted after the bill was enacted would be eligible for the hardship permit. So the long and short of the study is that, one, we have not had enough time to track these people, and two, we have not had enough people on the program to make any valid predictions about whether or not this program should go statewide. That brings me to why Senate Bill 131. It's our position that because the current study fails to give enough information and not allow enough time to study it, that we extend the sunset date. We repeal the sunset date and extend the program to include diversion people so that we will have, one, enough people to study, and extend the program to 1993, so that will give us enough time to study the people both on the program and after they get off the program to find out whether or not they do recidivate. Including the diversion people to the program will, as I said a minute ago, will allow us to have an adequate number of people. There are approximately 10,000 people in diversion right now. 10,000 people per year is about the average. We figured that there would be about 5,000 people in the pilot counties, and half of them would go to would be required to have the ignition interlock device put in their automobiles, and the other half would go traditional diversion. This would not require any increase in cost to the state insofar as that these people would just be a different element of diversion. They would not be going through treatment, but they would be required to have this device for the period of time that they were required to be on diversion, which is 1 year. This would provide the state with a unique opportunity to determine whether, one, traditional diversion works, and two, whether or not the IID is in fact an effective tool, which I believe it is. That concludes my testimony, and I'm here to answer any questions that you might have.
Jack.
We'd mentioned for the members' benefits, we do have a fiscal impact sheet that shows an impact of about $77,000 for the 89-91 biennium. That would probably have to be reworked in light of the amendments.
What do you mean, reworked?
Well, if we're extending it to folks covered by diversion agreements, I assume the sample is going to be significantly larger, and that would have some cost impact.
Other comments? Other questions?
Well, you're also, Madam Chair, you're also extending it to 1993. If I read the amendments right, so where 91-93 is blank here, there will no doubt be some dollars there too, even though that's...
Peter Nunnenkamp.
Yes. Madam Chair, members of the committee, my name is Peter Nunnenkamp. I'm the manager of driver safety for Motor Vehicles Division. I just want to tell you how Motor Vehicle Division will implement this bill upon passage with the amendments. Basically, there's two parts to the bill. One part is to continue the study that we are doing right now, or that we have been doing for the last 2 years, and to continue that on for an additional 2 years, or actually 4 years, as the amendments say now, to allow us to get a large enough sample to know whether or not the ignition interlock device works for those people who have been convicted of drunk driving at least one time. The second part of the bill deals with adding those clients who are in the diversion process or at the very first arrest stage for drunk driving. And in this particular area, what we want to do is to do another study on this group to compare it against the standard diversion group. And as you can see by the amendments, we have divided the group into two separate groups based upon the N number of their driver's license number, so that we won't have any bias as far as those people. We'll have two groups that should be fairly equal. And it is, like I say, our desire to also check out that type of situation, comparing those two at, the first arrest stage. So, like I say, there's two parts to the program. One, for those people that have been convicted of drunk driving, who are usually, it's their second arrest, and to also try ignition interlock devices in a new area at the beginning of the process where the person at their first arrest period. The division can carry out the responsibilities of this bill with the amendments, I think, with very little impact, and we should not need any additional expenditures. That ends my testimony.
Thank you. Senator Hill.
Yes, I just wanted to know, and maybe I missed it, why you need till 93 instead of 91.
Madam Chair, Senator Hill, what we really would like to do is to study the people after they get off of the program, too. Considering the slow startup time that we had with the bill, with the ignition interlock bill when it was originally started this past January, we decided that it would be better to go ahead and extend it to 93, so that would give us enough time to, one, get the people on the program, have them on the program, let them get off the program, study them after they're off the program to find out, after they have the device taken out of their car, whether or not it has a long-term impact, whether or not even after the device is out of their car, they will repeat. And if we ended, we felt if we ended it in 91, then we would only study them while they were on the device. And the problem is that in a study that I did, it takes about 494 days for second-time offenders to show up in the system again. So we were trying to anticipate where the 494 days where we would have an adequate number of people.
Any other questions?
I recall that I want to thank these witnesses for their efforts and the amendments. This is an issue that I worked closely with them and others on last session. My question relates to the concern about cost to the fund, which pays the cost for indigents to the extent that they are permitted or have been found to be participants in this program. My understanding was, notwithstanding great concern about the drawdown on this fund in anticipation of a large number of indigents who might be participating, that in large part because the numbers have not realized the actual goal in terms of total participants, but in fact, you've only had one person who is found to be indigent who has otherwise met the criteria or required to participate in this program. Is that reasonably accurate?
Madam Chair, Senator Springer, yes, that is accurate. Actually, the person, there are no people on the program right now who are indigent. There is one applicant, but I'm not sure at what stage that applicant is, whether or not they have been approved all the way through the process.
Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I make a statement here with
sure,
respect to the proposed amendments? On line 5 of the proposed amendments, it says, in line 14, delete owned or, and before the period, insert with a registration plate configuration that ends in an odd number. Actually, that should read with a driver's license number that ends in an odd number.
Rather important difference, I'd say.
Yes.
Anything else? We're not scheduled for public. We're not scheduled for work session on this, but we have the amendment, so we'll schedule it.
If I might request next convenient.
Right.
Opportunity. And I'd be glad to respond to any questions that members may have also.
As soon as we can post it, we'll get it on.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there anything else people would like to come before the committee today? We're adjourned on time.
Amazing.